Okay, Rabotai, we're going to start in a few minutes on a very important sugya, very much connected to the inyanim of Kabbalah Sachrei. It's not an easy sugya. Before we start, though, just a ha'ara, a marimakum, if you will, from the Gemara from yesterday, which really, in theory, could have also deserved a whole other shiur, but just we focused on it in a certain way. Just Maramukam, that it would also bridge it with the sugya before, because at first glance, it's not 100% clear why the Gemara brings in the issue of Behemar Sanuna and Isra Sanuna exactly here. How does it connect to the sugya of Garim Mamon and Kabbalah Sachrayis? I noticed the Pnei Yeshua wonders about this as well. The Pnei Yeshua asks, L'chora engel makom with sugya. Why is this here? Dele elp bishmait in the ayri b'ikr chametz shel akum. The issue in our Gemara of Behemas Anuna has to do with whether the Jew has the ability to give the non-Jew money in lieu of the animal, in lieu of the dough. That's a different variable than anything we've seen before. So if you want to bring it in the sugya later in the second parak. That could have been more of a bridge to this gemara. Yeah. So I saw the Maram Chalava also betoch hadvarim. Just Derech Agav says, why is it here? Because the case is somewhat similar to the case of Rava, which was the case of Bnei Mechuza, who were told to get rid of the chametz of Bnei Chela, which means that they had a responsibility to provide the food for the army of the king. So apparently that's what the Arnuna case is also. Not exactly what Rashi says, which is that there was a tax levied on a tenth of the animals, but he assumes, and he brings a Gemara in Bava Basra, there's a pasuk in Ezra, I think, V'Helech, and the Gemara says, Helech ze Arnuna, Rukib Eger's Mitzrayin, a Gemara in the Darn like this also. So he says, why is it called Helech? So he says that what happened was, when the king would go to travel from place to place, no tozeh lisudaso, but al kin nikre helech. But who dava halamid meinyano, he means here, not in the formal sense of yugim omidos, he means from the context, lahadarava, debi'iru chamira debnei chela. So he's basically also trying to acknowledge why this Gemara is here, because there's some shaykhis to the story that was mentioned with Rava. I found in the Marit al Gazi something very mechudash, and I, quite honestly, I don't understand it fully, but I think it's interesting to share anyway. What he wants to do is connect it specifically to the issue of Achrayis. You'll hear why I have a problem with this. Hopefully you'll have the same problem, and maybe we'll figure out an Eitzah or not, but he basically revisits the sugya of Achrayis based on his understanding of how this Gemara connects to the sugya just before. It's Nirid al-Ghazi, as I told you yesterday, he's very well known for his perush on the Hilchas Chala and Hilchas Bechoros of the Ramban. The Ramban wrote, he was organized Hilchas Chala and Hilchas Bechoros, and it's printed in the back of the Vilna Shas in Masechta Bechoros. And then you have pages on pages, very small letters. Maybe someone will reprint it if they haven't already in a nicer edition. Very hard to read. Even with a big Gemara, it's hard to read. It's a lot of words. But tucked away here on his perush, Meir Agassi lived in the 18th century. He was in Yerushalayim, a chacham, and he was the son of Rabbi Yaakov Agassi, and he's very well known. Specifically, he wrote other svarim, but the main svarim that he's known for is his perush on the Ramban's Hilchas Chala, Hilchas Bechoros. So he writes in the middle of, where is it? Os, I don't remember. Anyway, I think it's Os Yud. It's very long. It's in the middle of Os Yud. It's just a couple of lines, and you'll hear what he does here with our Gemara. Okay. Obvious question, why is it placed here? The Nira Lomar. The Baula Basur Idach the Rava. It's mentioned here as a shaila right after the earlier Rava. Get rid of your chametz of the soldiers from your house. Why? Why do you have to get rid of it? Kivan de ilo migne de ilo mitvid b'shusaychu kai u'b'isu ishume k'dechon dami. Because of the chiv achrayis that you have, so it's considered like yours gabi chametz. comes to Shaila now as follows. Hold the take. What does Agamar say? Well, is a chay b'chora, not a chay b'chora. So if what? If he can be mesalek b'zuzi, so for sure it's chayevus. He's not mesalek b'zuzi, so then what? Is it chayev or not? So we understood that because of the issue of yad nachri b'emsa, there's a certain schus, a shibud, but the Jew, and the Jew doesn't have necessarily the right to be mesalek b'zuzi, so therefore it could end up being the guy. Is that enough? He says, it's about achrayis. So the Jew can't give him money. Why should it be chayev? So what would we say? Why would it be chayev? Because the Meister, it's not yet the guys, right? He doesn't have it. He has a schus. A schus, it's a shibud, but technically it's the Jews. And even though the Jew doesn't have a choice about giving him money, but the fact is it may not end up becoming his, and we don't know, and it's only a schus, right? No. Why would it be chayiv? Bring another variable into the mix. Why? Kevin that Yisrael chayiv b'achriyusan. There's no mention this in the Gemara. He's reading it into the Gemara Shaila. What's the tzad that it's chay b'vchora, chay b'chala? Because the Jew has a chiv achrayis. Before I continue, why am I bothered by this? Why should you be bothered by this? What don't I understand here? Chiv achrayis, okay, but chiv achrayis is a kidilchon. But what's the halacha by Bechora? If there's some hand of the Nachri in the middle, right, it takes away the Chiyah Bechora. So like, you can give me another reason why it's mine. But the issue is what he has. Is that Pogea? Does that compromise my Dilchon? So by adding the Achrayis, how does that take away the basis to Pater? In other words, if you want to have a basis to be Chayiv, Chametz Achrayis is enough. Here there's a koach haputer. So I don't, Pasha, I think he may have learned the sugya differently. I don't know. But this is why I don't understand the whole what follows from this. He says that the tzad that it's chayiv b'chora is because of the chayiv achrayis of the Jew. The Jew is responsible. If something happens to the animal, he'll have to replace it. He'll have to give the guy a different animal. Unless he means that will sort of counteract, it'll be a counterweight to whatever koach the guy has. So therefore, we're back to what we, as if there were no koach of the guy. I don't know exactly. He doesn't really explain it. But he says the reason why we would consider it to be chayiv b'chora because of the chayiv achrayis. What I understand, again, is because, good, chayiv achrayis now till tomorrow, but there's a yad nachri b'emsa. He could take one of the animals. Again, I'm not sure how to explain it. Again, maybe it just means because it will counteract whatever schus he has. But that's the shaila. If achrayis is something, like we see by chametz, so achrayis should now change the equation over here as well. And that's why maybe you be chayiv in b'chora and so to by chala. Even though, again, we're assuming that the dough only has enough of a shia chala if you include the part that the guy could take. But that's not going to take away from the Shir Chala because the Jew has a Chiv Achrayis, even on that which the guy could take. Mistama, maybe he means what I'm just telling you. I don't know for sure. That the Chiv Achrayis should now diminish whatever koach the guy has that should take away the Chiv, and if we're back to the basic Chiv that you should have here. Maybe that's what he means. I'm not sure. So, Kisrao Dami, Dum Yedachamit, the Mitanza over by Yeroya. So this is the shaila. So part of the shaila includes the very point that we had in the previous gemara. That's what he's putting into the sugya. Very interesting, a novel. Not in the Rishonim. This is not in the Rishonim at all. This is an achram. He wants to learn. That's the pshat in the gemara. So how does the gemara read now? Upashit le Rava. Rava says, what does Rava say in the answer? What does Rava say? What's the din? What? No? But yeah. What does Rava mean? Rava means the achrayis lo nemar el gabi chametz. Because we have before, Mishem Deshani Chametz, Dechsir Velo Yimatze. So that's why Achrayis matters, to make Bal Yirah. Avo Gabi Bechor Bechad, Alo Amin Hachi. Why? The Hakayim Alo and the Lokir of Shimon. In other words, we don't hold Rav Shimon, Dabagom and Kamam and Dami. He's going that if it were Rav Shimon, then it would be, it would matter. But we hold not Rav Shimon. But, and what if you do, what if you do Rav Shimon? So he says, even that would be good. Why? Because maybe even Rav Shimon, which this, the Ikadami of the Gemara before, even Rav Shimon would not agree Gomer Kamam and Dami if it's Hadra Be'ene. It's only because we have a Lo Yimatse. So Vaitor, it's going to also not going to affect our Gemara. Our case. Vafilu lemanda mekamamadami harmina belish nabasa bishmaitin. Vafilu lemanda amekamamadami itzbrich velo yimatzei gabi chametz. Vifakadai dachamina ho ki isu hadu be'enei labishusi kvay kamash malan. Oh, so this is therefore how he learns the Gemara. So Rava's saying pater is another way of saying achrayis can't change the equation because it's only aracha by chametz. But then he has a problem. That's one paragraph. And he goes on. Again, all just interesting in terms of the early Gemara. Ivra, the Ra'isi b'tei Sefta, he quotes it to Sefta in Chala as follows. Isas arnuna chayeves b'chala mipnei shechayev b'achriyusa ad shah sheyimsor ad kan. Why? Say, Mam Shem Tosefta that's bringing in Achrayis now, not just Bidal Ghazi. Could be he got it from the Tosefta. The Tosefta says, why is Isus Anuna Chayeves Anuta Tosefta? Nitnei Shachai Bachavisa. The Arnuna, the guy is going to take some of the dough, yeah, but I'm a Chay Bachavis into that point. So that gives me the bias on that dough. So it doesn't take away, again, it means that his chus doesn't diminish from the Chiv Chal because I have the Achavis. So it means the Chiv Achavis is playing a role here. We don't hold with Shimon. I, even if Shimon only said it by Chametz. So what's Pshat in this Tosefta? So what are you going to do now? It says interesting thing. Ulchor yikshe imken amay pashid Rava de p'turam na b'chora v'afil b'yisus anuna. Rava says, why is it chayiv? What does Rava say? Why is it chayiv? Because it's leikala. Let's leikala. So what's the reason you chayiv? What level is isus anuna chayiv according to Rava? The way you read the Gemara. What level is it chayiv? Only what? With Rabbanan, what do you mean? It should be the rice. Bafi b'sanun, I mean, I didn't to read it. Me'achshad, let's say, kala chivu de Rabbanan, kiva delfiya tosefta, the yoy of time of neshachai b'achrayis, nadin chai b'chala. Ukmo kim gabi b'chora, l'chai mitam achrayis. Oh, so what's his, wait, go out of this. So it's an interesting part. This tosefta, the first thing you have to say, it goes according to which Tana. It says chayiv b'achrayis, makes a difference here. So what does it mean? So he says it must be going according to which shita of Shimon. Oh, so that's half the answer. According to Rav Shimon, garim l'mamon k'mamudam near pasha tach b'raisa dechalos of Shimon. The whole garim kavod v'anan l'kamud kavasei. And according to this, it would be good. Why? You could ask Akasha and Rashi and Tosis that according to the list of Basra of Rava, the Behemoth Anun is Patim Nabachora, the Afagab de Lomatsi Misalik Lay, Ayat Mephurshat the Sefta de Bechoras Behemoth Anun Chayevs Bechora, which is against Rava, Fiha Omer, Yeshlomer, that Brysa goes like Rav Shimon, Davagomu Kamamadami. And the reason is Yechay Beachrais, like we have in the Brysa of Chala. Ulam hadav kasha, but now we're still not out of the woods because we had two lashonos in the earlier Gemara. According to the first lashon, the din of achrayis works by chametz. According to Rav Shimon, because of Rav Shimon's general shita of garmam kamamadami, it doesn't seem to say lo yimatse is needed because of any extra svara. Sounds like it's a straightforward slam dunk. Even though Chor, you need a lo yimatse mistama, we thought that he agrees with what it says later, but okay. But according to the Basra, even Rav Shimon wouldn't say kimamadami over here because it's hadra be'ena. You need a lo yimatse. So here he gets to the question that we once discussed back with the Xos. What is the kamashmalan? What is the lo yimatse coming to tell me? If we say that it's still a don't by chametz, Because if Shimon really sticks to his guns and limits Garm Mamma to a case where it's not the end, then we haven't answered anything. Even for Shimon, it's still difficult because it's the end. But if we assume that the Kamash Malan, as Ritzlach, I think, says over here, and some others want to suggest, not like the Ksos, that Kamash Malan basically is a Malamid for everywhere. That really the Svara of Garm Mamma is even in the case where it's the end. So then we have a solution for this Bryce. So then you have another Maramakum in terms of that issue. This is what he wants to say. That's what he assumes. Even if you say it's Avshim, Habachai Gavna Dehu Be'en, Afir Avshim in Moded, Rav Kimam and Dami, Deshani Chomets Dehloi Krad, Elohim Matzei Luchai Bayroi Bayim Matzei Mitamach Rais. So even if you say it goes Rav Shimon, we're still missing another variable because Rav Shimon should agree here. Okay, so basically, in a nutshell, what did he do? He wanted to explain that within the shayla of the Gemara of Behemah Sanuna, Issa Sanuna is the issue of the Yisrael's Achrayis, and Rav is acknowledging that it's saying it's Potter is because we know Holy Rav Shimon. And if there's a Tosefta that says Chai because of the Achrayis by Issa Sanuna, it's because it goes to Rav Shimon, but you have to assume Rav Shimon said it even when it's Be'en. And the Gemara's maskana kamash malan is that even when it's be'en. We had another shot that also would work out that the Gemara's discussion is within chametz itself, but generally you could also assume that even when it's be'en, it could become kamam dami. So again, it would work out. But basically, he found a tosefta that's machay be'isa because of achrayis. And once you do that, you can already put the issue of achrayis into the actual Gemara's discussion, even though the Rishonim don't seem to do this. This is his take on this sugya. So it comes out, it's not totally out of left field. It's not just because of the case being somewhat similar. It actually does have a shaykhis. And we also brought a shaykhis yesterday because of the Sfas Emes. If you remember the closest point that discussed the difference between leaving Rishus and coming into a Rishus. And we thought, wouldn't that also be relevant for the Gemara's Shaka V'tai earlier? That was the Sfas Emes Ha'ara. Either way, we leave this sugya. Right, Hadran Alach to that sugya Behemah Sanuna. We go on to more of the inyan of Achrayis for Bayira Bayimatzei with Chametz Shel Akum. This is not an easy sugya, especially Shitas Rashi, but really a lot of Shitas are going to come out in Rishonim that really is going to be where we meet once again with Dav Dalet. Dav Dalet, Sochel Maske, if you recall then, we promised you then that we're going to have to see Davav and understand better what we saw in the Rishonim, the Middle David, for example, in the Ran over there, regarding exactly what is the halacha of chametz that's in someone else's Rishus, and so on, which is a rabbi in someone else's Rishus. All that's going to come out of this Gemara from the Rishonim. Let's start with Shitas Rashi and see what the problems are, and then we have to go on to Tosus and Rishonim and the different Shitas. Tanu Rabbanan comes a braisa as follows. Nachri Shenichnas lachatsero she Yisrael ubitzteiko biyado. Says the Braisa, din number one, ein zakok levayer. So you have a non-Jew holding a piece of chametz, holding a bagel. He walks in to the Jew's chatser. The chametz is in the hands of the nachri. So the Braisa tells us, ein zakok levayer. The Jew has no chiyuv biur. Rashi says, "Ein zokel gavayer lo iski kuhu lo hotzi es anachri min habayis." The Jew doesn't have to have the nachri leave the house. Kidamaran, like we said, avot haro shalachirim. This is the drasha of shalacha. And the bracha shalcha is not just by gvulim, it's also by batim, as we learned from the Gzeres Shabbos or Saor. So this halacha b'lacha is why you have no chiyuv biur. Now, let's spell this out a little better. So in other words, what would you have thought? You need a lacha here. Rashi says, it comes down to the lacha. You would have thought that there's a Jew has chametz in his reshus. Now, even though this chametz is b'yad ha-nochri, but l'maisa, the chametz is in the Jew's reshus. So there may be to be an obligation of biur because Jew cannot have chametz in his reshus. Obviously, if it was reshus ha-nochri, I don't have to destroy chametz in the guy's reshus. But if the guy is in my reshus and he's holding the chametz, so maybe that requires me to be mevayer the chametz because chametz is in my reshus. That means I'm holding out the chametz. For that, we have a mute. Shalacha yataroa, shalacha yataroa, taroa shalacherim. That even though the chametz is in your reshus, but it's chametz shal nachri. So there's no chiyuv biur. Were it to be a chiyuv biur, what would that have meant? So Rashi says it would have meant that you have the nachri leave. Why does Rashi say that? Maybe it would mean that you have to burn the chametz. What? Okay, so I think you're probably right, but let's go minakal, start with, you could have said something even not specific to this case, and that's really a larger issue, that can you fulfill Teshbisu? We have a Yehuda, maybe Tzreifa, but let's leave out a Yehuda. Chachamim Farz Ala Ruach. So Chaim likes to think that's in the Gavra. The Gavra shouldn't have chametz. So what about just simply getting out of your reshus? Getting rid of it. Taking it outside. Could that also be Tashbis? There are indications. There's a Rush that says a few times like that. Rashi is also a few Muslim in Rashi. We'll see some of them even. That maybe that's enough to fulfill Tashbisu, to get rid of the chametz, meaning to literally clear it out of your house. Get out of your house. So if that were true, then obviously, in our case, that would have also been enough. If the nachri is holding the chametz, so have the nachri leave the house, and your chametz is out of your house, and that's it. That's your biur. That could be. But Ari, you're probably right. Even if I wouldn't necessarily assume that, generally speaking, the biur chametz is sufficient to just have the chametz go out of your house, but in this case, where the chametz is biyad anachri, so if you had to do a biur chametz, in this case, it would be inefficient. He would grab it out of his hand and burn it. So you tell him, get out, and that would be the biur. That would have been halacha, if not for the lacha. A second ayah. Interesting is in the Rach. The Rach quotes this bais, the very case that we just had. The Rach's lashon is, Ein zokek Yisrael hotzio miyado shel nachri ulevaro. Interesting. So what the beer that would have been required were not for the drash of lacha, were not for the halacha of enzak levayer. What levayer? Levayer means that you'd have to literally physically take it out of the hands of the nachri and burn it. Yeah. Rashi didn't go that far. So that's the first case of the brice. That's again, according to Rashi, it's predicated on the drash of lacha. Are you?
Be that Rashi just means you have to make sure the nachri gets rid of the chametz, and the most simple way to do that would be, tell him to leave, but he doesn't have to leave. If you burn it,
right? Yeah, but Rashi doesn't say like the Rav. Rashi doesn't say right away, take it out and burn it. So Rashi, it's certainly enough to tell him to leave. The Rav doesn't even allow for that possibility. The Rav says, yeah, levaya means take it and burn it. To Rashi, you don't have to do that. Yeah.
I don't know exactly what's the cloud, the technical vision. I know it's not right to take from a nachri, but in terms of the technical vision of Zerah and Meva, would it possibly be vis-a-vis that
You mean that you would have no right? You would be a gezalakim kind of thing. If you took it, since Maisa Tzis Chametz, so how could you do that? From the perspective of Dini Maminus. Well, you can't be, if you were to Mavayer Chametz so Nachri Biyad Nachri, that would be Aser. You have no right to do that. You have no right to do it. First, you have no koach to do it, you have no right to do it. Both. Now, here, he's in your chatz. Doesn't say who he is, what your relationship is to him, kibashta, lo kibashta, doesn't say anything. So it's not clear. I mean, maybe the Rach is, maybe the Rabbeinu Hanano is talking about one case and Rashi is a different case, you're thinking. Maybe Rabbeinu Hanano is a case where it's like a, someone who's, you know, under my control, and it's not really an Isser per se because I have the Koach. Anyway, I don't know.
I'm just wondering if you're saying it because you shouldn't probably tag it, that's not integrated. Yeah. Or it's like, no, like Mamish, it's like, it's maybe potentially mixed up about Vera because it's like a history.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying. I hear. I'm not sure, not clear for sure. Just, the Shina is clear between Rashi and the Rach. Exactly what's underneath it, not 100% clear. Okay, so that's case number one. Case number two, the Baisa continues. Hivkido etzlo zoko kovayim. If the Nachri gave it to the Israel, the homeowner, as a pikadon, zako kavaya, then there is a requirement for the Jew to destroy this chametz. What does it mean? If kido etzlo, Rashi, the kabel alei achrayis, the mefarsh v'azil, then zako kavaya. So Rashi explains, puts into this case of kido etzlo, that there was a kabbalah achrayis. What level kabbalah achrayis? How did that kabbalah achrayis take place? That Rashi is very vague about. Rashi says, "V'kibo le'achrais." So the case of the v'kido etzlo means with achrais, and that Rashi's kiddum first. Also, we have to know what Rashi had in mind with that, and it's going to be clear as the Gemara goes on. Then zokei gavayim. So that's clear cut halacha that we learned out before, that we saw that when it's kibo le'achrais, that was the case of Rava that Gemara brought. That there's a halacha by Masay if the Jews bekabu achrais. Rashi says that the case of kibbutz, so v'kabel achrayis, exactly what type of achrayis, how did it happen, how was there a kibbutz, Rashi doesn't give us more information. Third statement of the Braisa, cryptic. Yiched lo bayis, ein zako kavayer. If yiched lo bayis, if the homeowner, the Yisrael, designates for the Nachri a house or a room, an area in the house for the chametz to be placed. In zakat gavaya, then again, there's no chiyuv biur. Shenema lo yimatzei. The Gemara is going to try to figure out what that is. What's the shenema lo yimatzei? What does Rashi say? Yichid lo bayis means what? What is this yichid lo bayis? What's the case that we're discussing? We start out with the case of a nachri wanders into the Jew's chatzer, betzeko biyado, ein zakat gavaya. Then we have the case of Hifkido Epsilon, Zaka Gavai Rashi's Kibbley Achrais. Now we have Yichid Lobayis and Zaka Gavai. What's the context of this Yichid Lobayis? So Rashi says, Yichid Lobayis Kilomar, Lo Kiblo Olav, he's non Mikabel Achrais. Ela Omale, Hare Habayis Lefanecha. He said the following words: here, the house is there for you, in front of you. You know, make yourself at home, be my guest. Hanach b'achas min azavios ein zokei gavaya. So what exactly is yichid lobayis according to Rashi? Yichid lobayis is another example of the Jew not being mekabel achrayis. He's not mekabel achrayis. So how is that? He's not mekabel achrayis. He said, What do you need that for? This is going to be Tosis and Rishonim all asking on Rashi. What is the unique significance of Yiched Lo Bayis? I mean, basically, Kabbalah Achrayis is Machayev you. If you're not Mekabbalah Achrayis, then you're not liable. So what is this Yiched Lo Bayis? Rashi says, Kolomar Lo Kiblo Alav. Okay. El Omale Harbayis Lefanach Hanach. So the Rishonim already start explaining in Rashi. We'll soon see inside the Rishonim, the Ran, the Ramban. But what you see according to the Rashi, how the Ran is Masbir, is that apparently when Rashi said a minute before, Hifkido etzlo, v'kibo achrayis, Rashi didn't mean it was a kabbalas achrayis that was explicit. And therefore, absent that, there's no kabbalas achrayis, in which case you don't need yichid lo bayis to talk about lo kiblo. It's just that was still kiblo. What the Rishonim are saying, and again, we'll see some inside, is that the kiblo achrayis is, by definition, built into the case. And they bring the Gemara, Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, that if I say, if I say, If I'm basically taking in your thing, that's Kabbalah Sachrais. I don't say it's for you. The house is for you. They bring the Gemara in Bamitsia. Someone came to Rabbah Erev Shabbos, or someone came to someone else Erev Shabbos. The Shaila came to Rabbah later. And he said, Ha Beisa Kamach. He had a shumshimin. He wanted to deposit it. No one wanted to buy it. He said, okay, I'm with Shabbos. What do I do? Ha Beisa Kamach. Here, the house is there for you. So he left it in the house. It got stolen. Also coming to Rabbah, Amalei. Call Ha Beisa Kamach, lo mibay shamay. By saying Habesa Kamach is basically that's not Kabbalah Sachrais. But other than that, if I say you have my permission, I'm accepting you, then that's Kabbalah Sachrais. So, what do you see according to this understanding of Rashi? What level of Achrais you will have to have in order to be Chayev? What kind of Shomer am I if I'm a Kabbalah Sachrais without specifying? The bare minimum, shamachina. So this is what we've shown them all get out of this Rashi. That Rashi doesn't say very much. We quoted Tosis in Bamitziak B'shem Rashi that you need Kabbalah Sachrais even on Onsen. But this is not going to be consistent with that. They're assuming that B'das Rashi, Kabbalah Sachrais of shamachinam suffices. And shamachinam is all you're going to be if it's a Kabbalah Sachrais that's not explicit. And we have to understand from the way that you reacted to the Nachri coming in to your house and how you said and what you said about what he should do with his chametz, whether it's you're a Kabbalah Sachrais or you're not Mekabbalah Sachrais. Yoni, Noach, Yaakov, yeah. What? Chaser, what? Oh, so that's another issue. The Ramban asks, with a guy, you need a Kenyan.
Rabbi, repeat the question, please.
The question was, what's the Kenyan? How does it become a Kabbalah Sachrais without a kinyan? With a guy, you need to have some kind of a kinyan. He just puts it in his chatzar. What? So you're saying the shtamshis in the chatzar itself is the kinyan? The schiras, what? Right. So exactly how does it happen? Yeah, also difficult. How does it happen exactly? Yeah. Like Mark's going to talk about schiras, also the question. But schiras, we're talking about the achrais of the Jew. You can ask, what about the schiras of the guy? How did that happen? It's two different questions. Now, whatever transaction is happening here, whether the Kabbalah Sachrais of the Jew, whether the schiras of the guy is going to bring in, what affected this Kenyan? So schiras, you could say, there's a svar to say that the actual shtamshis itself becomes a Kenyan. It's so like that. The Kenyan can sometimes be the very usage could be. But what's going to make him chayv achrais? Just because we assume that's by a Jew, maybe. How can you say it by a non-Jew? That's what we're saying in Rashi. Noach, yeah.
Is this like a two things I'm bothered by? One is this kind of like he's asking to be a shomer on his house.
He's not telling. No, he's saying it. He's saying, if I'm telling you, basically kamach, then it's saying I'm not mekabach price. It's at your own risk.
Rashi is saying, here's
my yeah.
Like enjoy, like or like be a shomer. Love that, but that I'm struggling to understand what's the lashon.
Let's see how the Ram puts it. Let's see exactly how the Ram puts it. If kido etzlo bestam, here he gives a little bit more, you know, fleshing out what Rashi says. Rashi just said, if kido etzlo kulom, Rashi said, v'kabel alei achrais. That's Lashon Rashi. The Ran quotes the Gemara, and he gives you Pirish Rashi. So he says, if kido etzlo bestam, zokuk avayer, dekevan, here's what he adds, dekevan shekiblo birshuso, once I accept it into my rishus, command the kabel achrais dami. So Rashi says, if kido etzlo v'kabel achrais, Rashi means the default. Without having to say anything, it's command the kabel. That's the nekuda that the Ran is bringing into Rashi. Command the kabel achrais. He brings the Gemara Baba Kama. Kenos sharchar birshu si. Come bring your shor into my rishus. So then, I'm the kabel achrais. Means to say, if the shor gets injured, I have to pay him. If the shor is mazik someone else, I have to pay the nizik. I'm the kabel achrais for this shor. That you won't have to suffer any losses that have to do with this shore, whether it's affected, whether it's mazik, whatever. I'm taking a chreis. So that's a case of ifkido etzlo. I didn't say anything except I welcomed you. Then it's on me. Then that's a kabbalas achreis. Again, what level? Obviously shemachina, not more. Ava yichad lo bayis, havelei kimanda amar. When I say, and the lesson of Rashi of Yichel Abayis, Harei Abayis Lefanecha. That means it's your house. Make yourself at home, meaning it's your home. Make yourself at home doesn't mean you're a guest. Maybe I said the wrong words before when I said Yichel Abayis. It's really not, when you say that, usually mean I take full responsibility. No, it's not that. It's your risk. It's your house. Yichid lo bayis, it's for you, not for me. Havle kemadama knos sharcha bishuscha. Darmin on hasim de pater. Then I'm pater. Not nama kablach bayis. Zal darach pirish rash. Okay, let's see. Yeah, Yaakov, please, yeah.
What the time I was saying with the Nazi,
that's right. So it follows from this. It follows from this that Shemachinam is sufficient for Kabbalas Achrayis.
But it's not that.
No, Hifkido Etzlo, you're Chayiv. Zarko Kavayer. No. The case in the middle. Hifkido Etzlo. The Hifkido Etzlo is equivalent to Knos Sharcha Bishusi. I'm not Miyachid Lobai saying Habayis Lefanecha. If they say Habayis is for you, then I'm not the Kabbalah Reis. If I say you come into my house, then I'm the Kabbalah Reis. If Kidu Edslo doesn't mean I'm a Kabbalah Mefurish Reis explicitly, I said I took it from you and I let you come into my house, then it's my Reis, then Zaku Levar, then it's by Matzim, Kabbalah Reis, Geshamachinam.
The third case,
exactly. Yeah, we'll have to see the relationship between the first and the third case, but that's what we have right now. We have case number one, Bitseko Biyado, that's straightforward Shelcha Yataroa. And that's Ein Zaku Levayer. Then we have Kido Etzlo, Zaku Levayer, that means that come into my house. Kabbalah Chayes Geshamachinam, that's enough, Zaku Levayer. Everybody much. Third case is he's Yichid Lo Bayis, according to Rashi. Yichid Lo Bayis means put it, Habayis Lufanecha, go put it in one of the corners. But you know what those two Ashonas are. Habayis Lufanecha, put it in one of the corners. You know, both things are needed, or just enough, one. He said, okay, the house is yours, place it somewhere, it's for you. If it's for you, then not in the Kabbalah. So we're back to the same problem. Not problem, it means you're not Chayiv. So Chora, what is the reason? Okay, you're going to set up the question for coming up. So what's the reason back in the third case why you're not violating it? What would you say? Why? What pasuk would you quote, Rabbos say? What did Rashi say in the beginning? This is why it's going to get interesting in the Gemara.
Rabbi?
All right, well, we're really saying the same thing as the first case. Because if there's no Kabbalas Achrayis, then it goes back to Lecha, right? We haven't read the Gemara much, but yeah, go ahead. The second case is a Pikadon, correct. Pikadon with Kabbalas Achrayis.
So isn't that where we're learning this?
Because the Rishonim are saying in Rashi that the case of Yifkido Etzlo with Achrayis means that he didn't have to say Mefurish on the Kabbalah Achrayis. He just didn't say Harbayis Lefanecha. So he said Knos Sharcha Bishusi. That's why they have a Kabbalas Achrayis. That's if Kiddush. So it has to be really clear now. This is the foundation. Before we get to the house, we have to have the foundation of the house, right? Okay, this, yeah, Yoni.
Is Bais Menachah somebody who's from Rosh, I think,
Yeah, we have to get to that after everything. It's after all the Rishonim. We're going to get to that. That's going to come up. We have to work out the other Shittas of the Rishonim. We're still with Rashi, that other Rishonim learn that Yichid Lobayis has to do with a case where you want Mekablach Rais, that you should be liable. But then if you're Miyachid Lobayis, then it's vital. You're not violating it, because now it's based on Shon Nachri. Now the question would be, what about if it's Mamish Chametz to Yisrael? And it's based on Shon Nachri. That's what that debate. And what if the other person, the Kabbalah Rais, that's the whole discussion of the Rush. That's going to come after all the Rishonim have to see what they're learning the Sugi differently totally. That's not Rashi. Rashi is learning that Yichid Lo Bayis is still a case where there was no Achrais. But by definition, that's what you have here. By Yichid Lo Bayis, it's basically saying it's your Achrais, not my Achrais. Now, what did the Braisa conclude with Shenema?
Rabbi?
I'll say, yeah.
Sorry. Is there room to say, I know the Ran and Tosos doesn't read Rashi like this, but is there room to say that Rashi doesn't mean Lo Kiblu Olav Achrais, he just means Lo Kiblu Olav, meaning he wasn't the Kabbal of the Chametz? And it doesn't get in.
Olav, that's Lo Kiblu Olav.
The Chametz.
No, but the lesson right before this is Kabbal Alei Achrais. So Kabbal Alei Achrais and Kiblu Olav, I think, are a parallel, no? And they changed it to Alei here too? I mean, who puts in? Tosus quoted Rashi that way. Kiblu Olav Achrais. Yeah, Tosus says it. Certainly Tosus quotes differently what you're saying. But I think Kiblu Olav is like Kiblu Alei. If you took out the word Olav, then you have what to talk about. Called Kiblu, right? But Mestamet doesn't mean Kiblu, Mestamet doesn't mean the Chametz. Mestamet means the acceptance, the commitment. Certainly that, like you say, Tosus quoted differently. Let's see the Gemara. So how did the Braisa conclude after the three statements that strung together? The Braisa concludes, Shenema lo yimatse. So the Gemara says, my kamar. So what does lo yimatse have to do with anything? My kamar, says Rashi, hechi yalfne lo yimatse. What are we learning? How are we learning it from lo yimatse? What is it trying to say? So we have two mahalchim, Rav Papa and Rav Ashi. Amar Rav Papa, areishakai. This Shenema lo yimatse is going back on the case before. The case of not the third case of Yichid Lo Bayis, but the case right before this. If Kido Etzlo Zakuk Lavayer, so Vachi Kama, if Kido Etzlo Zakuk Lavayer, Shenema Lo Yimatse. So according to Rav Papa, the Shenema Lo Yimatse is the halacha of what? Of Kabbalah Sachrais, that works perfectly with what we've seen in the Gemara Hamad days, right? Where do we know that there's a halacha standard called Kabbalah Sachrayis, that even though it's not technically your chum, it's the Kabbalah Sachrayis, you're liable by Yeruah, that's more you might say beautiful. And according to Rav Papa, the din of Yichid Lo Bayis doesn't need any pasuk, and this is going to be true according to anybody, any pshat you're going to say, but it's not going on that, so that doesn't need a pasuk, right? So the pasuk, Lo Yimatse, is going on the din of Hifkido Etzlo. But what does Rav Ashi come and say? Rav Ashi Yomar Lo'olam HaSeifa. Really, we're going on the Seifa. The case of Yichid Lo Bayis. V'achi Kama. And this is what he says. Yichid Lo Bayis. Ein Zaku Levayer. Shenemar Lo Yimatse. Now, here, it's interesting. We're going to read what we have. But it's not clear that Rashi had this. And I think some of the Achronim point this out. Let me read the whole Gemara, the words, and you see the Rashi, see what I mean. Because Chara, what are we discussing here? Yichid Lo Bayis, Ein Zaku Levayer. How did Rashi learn? Why is that? Why is Ein Zaku Levayer in the case of Yichid Lo Bayis? Because there was no Kabbalah Sachrais, right? So what does it say in the Gemara? Shenem Lo Yimatse Bevateichem V'hai Lav Didehu D'Nachri Kekam Ayel Beisad D'Nachri Kekam Ayel. So all these words are focusing on the fact that it's what? It's not bivateichem. It's not a problem because it's not bivateichem. Because the Nachri is going to his own house. According to Rashi, it's totally superfluous. According to Rashi, what do we say is the third case, Yichid Lo Bayis? The third case, Yichid Lo Bayis, is basically lack of Kabbalah Sachrais. So what does that do with base, he's going to base of the Nafshe. He could be base of the Yisrael, but there's no Kabbalah Sachrais. So all these words of the Gemara. And in Rashi, it doesn't really appear. The Hulga Rashi says, the Olam Asefa. This is Rabashi. The Lo Yimotze Mashma Hamotzli Biyotcha L'Chocha Fatzecha. Hainu the Kabbalah Achrayas to have a Kididei. So the first thing you notice in Ravashi, what is the drasha from, as Rashi seems to read it from? In our Gemara, you could say the drasha is from which word or words, as you read it in our Gemara. What is the Tamalem lo yimatze? What are we really be medaik? The lo yimatze or the b'fatecha? Right? And that's going to be certainly the case for the other Rishonim. And then you can go forward with the next words that follow. V'ha'alabideyu d'nachri ki kemayu. It's not b'fatecha. In Rashi, you don't see anything about Patecha. In Rashi, you would see it in Shenem Lo Yimatse, and that's what was quoted before in the Brisa, Shenem Lo Yimatse. And Ravashi is not saying more than that. So the first thing is, and so what is Ravashi saying? So what is Ravashi saying? That from Lo Yimatse, what do I have in Lo Yimatse? It has to be Matse L'chol Chafatzecha. It has to be Matse in all ways, for all kinds of... In all respects, and which means kabbalah sachrais, davi kedidei, because then you have the equivalent of b'chol chafetzecha. There's a lot here to swallow, because I mean, why is kabbalah sachrais called chol chafetzecha? Kabbalah sachrais, you still can't do, you don't have practical use of it. Kabbalah sachrais, but Rashi for some reason is equating that when you're kabbalah sachrais, that's like Kedidei. So it's Kedidei, it's like Chol Chafetzecha. Now, this is still very difficult because it comes out that what Ravashi is doing is explaining Yichud Lo Bayis through the prism of Lo Yimatze. But we started out by explaining that when you're not Mekabel Achrayis, why are you not liable? Rashi said right away, because of Lecha. So why are we suddenly shifting gears and bringing another Maramokam of Lo Yimatse? Who asked this Kasha and Rashi? If you got there? No, you can get there yet. The Ramban. Not everybody asked this Kasha. But we should quote Lecha, not Lo Yimatse. According to Mashar, it's near Mazin Tosus to this Kasha. So you see the Mashar and Tosus. When you see the Tosus Yechil Bais, take a look at the Mashar. You'll see the Tosus is also hinting to this Kasha. That Lechera, we should be quoting Lecha, not Lo Yimatse. But before we answer for Rashi, just what did Rashi say? How did Rashi learn Ravashi? It's going on the case of Yichud Lo Bayis, and Yichud Lo Bayis is not a violation of Bayi Rabbi Yimatse because it's a Lo Yimatse, which means Lecha Tzarchecha, which therefore is equivalent to Kabbalah Sachrais. And so what exactly is this case boiled down to? It's not Kabbalah Sachrais. Our problem is the why you're saying Lo Yimatse. It should be Lecha. Make the Kasha stronger. According to our Papa, what was the Lo Yimatse meant for? For the case Kabbalah Sachrayis is us, right? And that's what we had in the Gemara earlier. The Lo Yimatse is the case, is the drasha to tell me you are liable. So how can Ravashi be using Lo Yimatse as the mukkar for not being liable? Lecha is the mute, and Yimatse is the riboy. Lecha is to tell me why you're pata, and Yimatse is tell you chayv. So how can Rav Ashi use Lo Yimatse as the basis for your pata? Maybe another variation of this. Lecha, why are we discussing the third case more than the first case? The first case is based on Lecha, and the third case is based on Lo Yimatse. Seemingly the same issue, right? It's not Kabbalah Sachrais. So there is a difference, though, between the cases. What's the difference? Someone should pick up on this. There is a difference in the first case, the first statement of Mitzeko Biyado, and the case of Beisi Kamach. Harabai Sufanacha. What's the difference?
I mean, like, the mic on the last case is much more a reason to say maybe it is.
Why? Because what factor is happening in the last case? It's a picado. It's being given over as a picado. But it lacks Kabbalah Sachrais. I think this is key here to understanding Rashi. So again, we'll have to flesh out better, but in the first case, you don't need to come out to Lo Yimatzei, Matzei L'chol Chotzerchecha, to explain why you're not liable. There's nothing to talk about. Nachri has a bagel in my chatzer, in Zakuk Gavaya. Straightforward. Now, we have a different case. He gave it over to me. He's coming to hand it over to me. If Kido Etzlo, but I didn't say come in Bershusi. I said it basically Kamach. But it was given over, it's being brought into my house to be secured. But I said, no, at your risk. The house is there for you. So I'm Mekabel Achrayis. Maybe this is enough to make me liable. If I took it as a pikud, even without Kabbalah Achrayis. So this is where Rashi says that the Lo Yimatzei is going to define the standard of when you'll be liable for pikud. It has to be matzah biyadcha, matzah yuchol chafatzecha, with some level of Kabbalah Achrayis, which is absent in this situation. I think that's the beginning of an answer for Rashi, at least in terms of why we're shifting to Lo Yimatzei here, whereas initially we work with Lecha. Because initially, Lecha spoke to the case where there was not even a Pikadon. Here we have a Pikadon, so now we have to start considering the possibility that it might be enough to make you violating it, because you took it as a Pikadon. So he says, no, it has to be a level Lo Yimatzei that would be like a Kabbalah Achrayis, and you're not a Kabbalah Achrayis. Now, we still have difficulties with Rashi from the next part. It must be the whole Gemara as a unit. And this is all, the whole Gemara is going to be read totally differently for the Rishonim. The Rishonim are going to learn that the case of Kibbol, of Yichid Logais is going on the case where you want Mekabel Achrayis. And then it's still going to be a heter if you're Miyachid the house for the guy, and everything's going to read very well. But for Rashi just told us, even with Ravashi Lachor, according to Rashi, Ravashi is still with the Pshat, that you don't have Kabbalah Achrayis, and just that the Lo Yimatzei is indicating the standard of Kabbalah Achrayis, as opposed to less than that. Asked, and then according to Rashi, again, note that these extra words of the Gemara apparently are not in Rashi's Girsa. When the Gemara says, Bivatechem, Bahaladidei, Dinachi Kikamayel, Abesa Dinachikava, that's irrelevant. It's not that the guy going into his own house. It's about the fact that there's no Kabbalah Achrayis. It's not much of the Chol Tzarchecha, but yet the Gemara does bring in the issue of Schiris Kanya. And this is now another hurdle for Rashi that we have to figure out. L'meimra, says the Gemara, should we therefore assume the Schiris Kanya, that Schiris creates a Kinyan, that we can view this as not the bias of the Maskir, but the bias of the Socher. And therefore, we consider this to be the bias of the Nachri. How could you say that? Schiris Kanya Vatnan, we have a mission of a Dezar. Ape Makam Shamu Haskir, Lo Beis Dira Amru, Mishim Machlisan Toch of a Dezara. Even when they would, there's a locations that they would allow them to rent to non-Jews, like in Surya, Rashi will explain, but not to live, because they bring up a Dezara, and the Pasuk tells us, they now bring a Vazara to your house. But if you tell me that Schiris is in fact a Kinyan for the guy, that the right to use the house is considered like him, somehow he has the Guf HaBayis too, something like similar to like we say Kinyan Peiros, Kinyan HaGuf, let's make it simple. The right to use the house has a status, Ki'ilu has a Kinyan the Guf HaBayis. So then Ki Kama Ayel, then Afchi Kama, he's going to bring a Vazara to your house and to his house. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? So you're telling me, Schirus, Kanya, and that's how Yichid Lobayis works. Ah, you see that it's not true. Schirus is low Kanya, still all shame to Yisrael. Rashi. Abim Mokum Sha'amru Haskir. The Perakam of the Bodhisar, it's not a maskir and batim and achrim, Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to rent houses to non-Jews in Eretz Yisrael, but Besuria Maskir, in Surya outside Eretz Yisrael, you could. The area that David was Kovesh, Kibush Yachid, it's different in certain respects than Eretz Yisrael. The Koshkin Bechutz Laretz, that's Mutter. But the Apa Makam Sheitiru Lahaskir, if you're going to rule out, even those places you could rent houses to Goyim, Lola Beis Diri Tiru, not for them to live, Elohim Bobahemos, the Eitzin, the storage. Okay, so what's the question of the Gemara? That you see from here that Schirus is not a kinyan to change the status of the Bailus from the Maski. Just a parenthetical point, because this is how you brought this up, so I looked up the Gemara. It's talking not a kasha from the Gemara. You asked me good, but you look at the Gemara, you see that it's only a dichui. The Gemara has this shaila in Avodah Zarah. Those who remember Avodah Zarah last year, so the Gemara initially said, has to do with possibly a guy will be doing work with your animal if you do schiris and it's in violation of Shvisas Behemta. So the Gemara says, it sounds like it's still considered your animal because schiris lo kanya. So the Gemara says, or schiris mi kanya, but not makam sh'amul haska lo b'shir amru. Gemara brings this, Isak gedaita schiris kanya haki kamal besukam ayah. Gemara says, "Shani avodah zarah de chamira." So Gemara seems to say that it's a unique halacha to avodah zarah. So schiris is really tanya, but it's a chumah to avodah zarah. But the Gemara asks a kasha right after that: schiris mikanya, because it has to do with, let's say, if a non-kohen rents an animal, can he give truma? Or a kohen rents an animal from Israel, can he give truma if he has Schiris is kanya, then he should be able to do it. The court should be able to do it. Israel can't do it. So it's negia that issue as well. The Gemara says, El Shmamina Schiris lo kanya. Ba'ash the Amit Schiris lo kanya. Then Zerim Shem Schiris, Zerim Shem She'ela. So the Gemara comes out Schiris lo kanya. The Gemara gives originally the Dichoy that it could be Chum Deva Dezer, but the Gemara comes out Schiris lo kanya. So the Gemara here works in Maskana also, Lagina. No, take a look. Okay. So Lemaisa, the Gemara is asking Akasha that if Yichud Lo Bayis works, that would suggest that Schiris Kanya. So what's that to do with anything? So the Rishonim's Pshat, we're going to get to the Rishonim, everything is about whether Jewish Chametz, the Mekabel Achrayis, the Beiso Shel Nachri is okay. Beiso Shel Yisrael is not okay. So this issue is very relevant because we have to know that this halacha, the Kabbalah Sacharias that I took, is it on non-Jewish chametz in my house or in his house? Whose house is it? So the Gemara has a kasha. Here you're telling me that Yichud Lo Bayis is considered his house, and by a Budzar you see that Schiris is Lokan. The Gemara reads perfectly. But according to Rashi, the issue is not chametz in the Kabbalah Sacharias. And the question is, whose house is it? The question is something else. Why are you not mekabel achrayis? And what do we say? Yichud Lo Bayis is saying hare abayis lefanach, which means that it's on you, not on me. So what's the problem? So really, Avodah Zarah can't be brought into the house because it's nikra shem hamaskir. But if I say abayis lefanach, I'm not mekabel achrayis. So what's the problem? And you need lo yimatzi tells me, you need kabbalah sachrayis, you need chol chafetzecha. So what's this whole Gemara doing? What's it relevant? Says the Ran, everyone hear the problem. Well, this issue that the Gemara is now being methodical about, how could it be screwed? Kanya, to say it's the guy's bias, who says the guy's bias? It's the Jew's bias, he's on the kabbalah bias. That's the problem in Rashi. So the Ran says, again, if you got to the Ran, that Hagufa, the Gemara is going to mean that this itself is part of the Cheshbon. If we halachically, we consider Schiris to be a Kenyan, that when you have Schiris, it's like you have the Bayis, the Gufa Bayis. Then when I say, Habayis Lufanecha, then we understand that I was not the Kabbalah Achrayis, because I'm telling you, you're going into your own Bayis. Your loss, not my loss. I'm not the Kabbalah Achrayis. But if we see that Schiris lo kanya, then Harei Abayis Lefanach is like saying, Knos Lirshusi, then I'm a Kabbalah Achrayis. So it comes out, the Ran says that this issue of Sfiris Kayokanya is going to be impacting on whether I consider to be my response of Yichud Lobayis, Habayis Lefanecha, as Kabbalas Achrayis implicit or not. To say it's not implicit or Kabbalas Achrayis is to assume that Sfiris is Kanya. Everyone here? That's what the Ran is going to do to learn Pshat in the Gemara. But then the Ran runs into a problem that he doesn't answer. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. The Kasha is good. Everything according to Rashi is about whether it was a Kabbalas Achrayis, was it not? But seemingly the Gemara says, if Sfiris is low Kanya, then there was a Kabbalas Achrayis implicit. Because I'm telling you, come into my house. Because you're not Kona. Sfiris is nothing. Again, what was the Sfiris? How was the beginning of Sfiris? But whatever. But meanwhile, it's my house. So the Gemara answers, and here the Ram says, I don't know what to do. How do you read Rashi? Shiny Hacha, the Abkei Rachmana, Beleshin Lo Yimatse, Misha Matse Biyadecha, Yatzezesh Ene Matse Biyadecha. Shiny Hacha. What does that mean? Really what? So if you're talking about a real issue, not an issue that's going to impact on whether it is Achrayis, then the Gemara would be saying that the Olam, it's considered to be the maskiers. It's not a Kenyan, but here, lo yimatzi mishim matzi biyadecha. According to Rashi, what's the Gemara's teretz? What did Rashi, what did Gemara answer? How come you're not dwelling by your lo yimatzi? After all, weren't you mekabu achrayis? Sechiris lo kanya? Answers the Gemara, shayni hacha, lo yimatzi mishim matzi, yatzim zashayin matzi biyadecha. What does that mean? Rashi? Shari also zavis misura lenachri. It's not much b'decha because it's misura lenachri. What has answered the kasha? If it's your house, you're mekabel achrayis. What Tzuran doesn't know? Tzuran doesn't know what to do.
Rabbi, why can't it be that specific area of the house he's relinquished his achrayis for? Why is that such a chiddush?
Yeah, but where do you see here that he's not mekabel achrayis? If the house, even the schiris of any part of the house, is still nikra al shem hamaskir, because schiris is not a kinyan, and that question of whether it's considered a kinyan or not is going to determine whether we see this relationship as kabbalas achrayis on the part of the maskir or not. So if at the end of the day it's not a kinyan, then there should have been a Kabbalas Achrayis implicit here. So what's the Shani Hacha? What's the Teretz of the Gemara?
Rabbi?
Yeah.
At one point on maybe an answer and also a question, maybe an answer, like, is it possible like he was mafkir that part of his house? Like he just totally makes it hefker. It's not his. When we say it's Masura, when Rashi says it's Masura to the Nachri?
We don't see any words of Hefker in words of Rashi throughout.
I'm saying this.
And again, we're going with the Derech HaDrishonim that they've created a path for us in Rashi throughout the Sugya. That the issue of Yichud Lobayis is that I don't have Achrayis. Because I'm saying it's your house. It's your risk. Ask the Gemara, but if Sechiris is Lo Kanya, then it's mail of my house. If it's my house, I'm inviting you into my house. And I'm a Kabbalah. I am a Kabbalah Achrayis. So what's the teretz? Shani Hacha B'Sibloi Matzeh. Ein Matzeh B'Yadecha. Rashi says, that Zabbis is B'Sir L'Nachri. What does that have to do with anything? Is it my house? It's my house. Then it should be Achrayis.
Right. Also, I just have a question. What would the first Tosos on the Masech like do with this whole case? Like, where does Shema Yavol Achol like come in here? Why isn't that an issue?
That's a sugya later on the Amud. When you have Chenso Shel Nachri in your house, the Inam Mekabu Achrayis, there's halacha to do a hacker. And even Rashi agrees to do that. Shema Yavol Achlo. So that's a separate lesson later on in the Gemara, that there's halachas that you have to create some kind of a hacker, you have to come to eat it. So we have, even Rashi acknowledges, even if it's not the reading of the B'dikas Chametz, it's something that you have to take into account. So that's a separate word that you have to deal with that anyway. That's a member of the Gemara, just a few lines down from here. But now we're talking about the technical Bayra Bayi Matzah issue. So we have a lot to figure out in Rashi, but just a thought, because this is going to be the segue into the other Rishonim. See, other Rishonim learn, again, we haven't seen anything yet inside, but we will, Mitzvah Shem. So the pshat that they're learning with, and you start seeing it, I guess, already, Tosus, is that the Yichud Lo Bayis is a special halacha within the case where you are Mekabel Achrayis. And even though you're Mekabel Achrayis, but there is a way that you won't vibe by your Matzah if you have chametz, you're Mekabel Achrayis, that is situated in a house that's not your house, or that's specifically the Bayis of the Nachri. And here you're going to have all different variations of shittas, what this means. Does it have to be Nachri? What about Mishas Rabin? What about if it's Mamish Shaon Chametz? And these are all the shittas that we're going to have to revisit from Dav Dalet and all. But it all starts from reading our Gemara. The Yichud Lo Bayis is a case where there was a Kabbalah Sachrayis, and within the case of Kabbalah Sachrayis, then I have a way that I wouldn't violate, even though I'm the Kabbalah Sachrayis, if it's the Bayis Shaon Nachri, and that's why it's a Shaila, if it's the Bayis Shaon Nachri, and even though Schiris Lo Kanya, but since it says, well, you might say, so Lagabi Chametz, it's considered to be a Bayis Shaon Nachri, it's not much to be a Dacha. So it comes out that it's a case of Kabbalah Sachrayis. So the whole sugya, according to the Rishonim, from the beginning, is about a case you want Mekabel Achrayis. Now, the Tosfos read is interesting because he starts the sugya like Rashi. In other words, when the Gemara originally read the Brayis and a papa steps in and says, well, you might say he's going on the case of Hivkido Etzlo, says the Tosfos read. So then the pshat of the Brayis of Yichud Lo Bayis is exactly what Rashi said. Yichud Lo Bayis means there was no Kabbalah Sachrayis. Yichud Lo Bayis, Yichud Lo Sada, Eina Zag Levar, Kigon De Omar HaBesa Kamach V'lo Kibbalah Achrayis. But what changes, says the Tosfos read, in Ravashi? Ravashi says, Le'olam HaSeifa, and then he goes on and he reads in the Gemara, Lo Yimatzi Bevatechem, Bahai Labatechem, Karina Bey. Perush. Rav Ashi makes him a pecha. Perush. Ha Yichud Lo Bayis, Koi Ayifkido Etzlo, the Tani Chai Blavaya. Bahavi Kishakibo Elabach Rais. Bahadi Tani Shem Yichud Lo Bayis. Afa Pishakibo Elabach Rais, Mutter, the Havileki, Ilay Omi Bevesa Shagai, Velo Bevesa. And therefore, even though Kibbalah Achrayis, sorry. So what did Tosfos Reed do? He pulled a fast one on us. Originally, we were holding pshat in the Yichud Lo Bayis, that the case of Yichud Lo Bayis is meaning a case of not, without Kabbalah Achrayis. And Yichud Lo Bayis is a way of saying that there was no Kabbalah Achrayis. That's until you get to Rav Ashi. When you get to Rav Ashi, it changes. Rav Ashi says, go on my Seifa, and now the Seifa, Yichud Lo Bayis, means not what we said before. Yichud Lo Bayis is going to a case where there was Kabbalah Achrayis. And you still have a heter because it becomes Bayis Shaon Nachri. Now, I don't know that Rashi is saying that in Rav Ashi, because in the lesson of Rashi with Rav Ashi, when the Gemara says they're going on the Seifa, Rashi says, well, you might say, mashma ha-matzi biyad chal chocha v'tzecha, ha-ndu kabbal ha-chrayis ha-vikitidei. So it sounds like Rashi is still learning pshat in the Braisa as he was before, that Rav Ashi's point is that the Lo Yimatzi teaches me that you need Kabbalah Sachrayis, even though there was a Pikadon. But without Kabbalah Sachrayis, it's not going to make you liable. That's what Rashi says. Hainu Lo Yimatzi Chocha Fatzecha. And then you're going to have to read the next part of the Gemara like the Ran, that why is there no Kabbalah Sachrayis? If it's my house, if Schiris Lo Kanya, it's still my house, that should be Kabbalah Sachrayis. But then maybe Rashi will hold, here's what we could suggest, that when the Gemara responds to that kasha and says, Shaini Hacha, the Afki Rahman Belashin Lo Yimatzei, Nishin Matzei Biyadcha, Yatzezeshin Matzei Biyadcha, and Rashi says, the Kitzur, Shari Osa Zavis Mesirah Lenachri, maybe, say it's a little bit of a stretch, a little delchik, maybe, here, you have a mapecha. It's not in Ravashi, but it's in the Shani Hach. Shani Hach means, you know what? I give up. Checkmate. You're right. You got me. At this point, you're going to have to say that the case of Yichud Lo Bayis works because even though there was Kabbalah Sachrayis, but it's not much of the Adecha. And now, at least according to this, the very end of the Sugya ends up like the other Rishonim. Now, I don't think No one else learned Rashi this way. Clearly, the halacha, the Rishonim all assume Rashi stays the maskana without this new heter that comes out of all the other shitas of the Rishonim and their reading of the Gemara. So what we're saying is very mechudash. It's not the way everyone assumes. Everyone assumes, according to Rashi, there is no such heter of Kabbalah Sachrayis, Bibesu Shonachri, being okay. But Umaisa, Rashi is very difficult. What do you do at the end of the Gemara? So I'm just using the Tosus Rid as an opening, maybe. The Tosus Rid already taught us that you can learn the Gemara one way in the beginning of the Sugya, and at some point you can shift gears into the other Pshat of the Rishonim. He did it at Rav Ashi. I'm just throwing a possibility out there that maybe Rashi doesn't say much here, but maybe the Shiny Hach at the end of the Gemara, at least we have a way to read the Gemara and sleep a little better tonight, and maybe the Shiny Hacha is a way of saying that the Pshan, in fact, is like the other Rishonim, that the Kabbalah Sachrayis with the Yichid Lobayis gives you a heter, and the Rashi could say, because it is, he was makna that, it was considered as if it's Bishus HaGoy. It got to be this. Again, so it also says, Mesura L'Nachri, it's enough for what you might say, even though there was Kabbalah Sachrayis. Again, it's saying a mouthful, it's putting into the Gemara something that wasn't explicit. Again, the Tosafot did it in Rav Ashi, we're doing it at a later stage of the Gemara. But either way, we have a lot to sort out with Rashi. We have to start shifting gears to Tosafot and the Ran and the Rishonim and the Ramban. There's a lot of Rishonim, a lot of Shittas. Yes, Eli. Yes.
Sorry, I know Rebbe already didn't like this, but I found the Megillah Shlomo that says...
Shlomo, okay.
Yeah, so he says that it's... Dilo kibo olav means the pikadon. He wasn't mekabel the pikadon, and he doesn't mean that it's lo kibo olav chrayis.
Okay, so I have to look up a Shabbos. You have something? You give me homework for Shabbos to look at. Let me get a Shoma. Okay, I didn't see it. I take a look. Okay, let's do a little bit of parsha. Okay.